Oh yeah. I told you, man, that is one of my favorites. That was Live Again from Bad Religion off of the Empire Strikes First album. And you are listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. And I almost forgot what time it was for a hot minute there.
Really?
It is time for us to get into our jammies, get comfortable, because it is time for the Slumber Party Box of Questions.
Yay!
Slumber Party Box of Questions is guaranteed to make each guest the talk of the party. For emphasis. Get the 411 on all your BFFs. Fun questions to ask each other that will keep your party from being a snore. So let's have some pizza, make some popcorn, and watch. What kind of movies were you guys watching last week?
We were watching musicals last week.
That's what it was. And getting your footy PJs and whatnot. And get ready to LOL. Oh, man. Oh, man. And do we have a fun question for you guys? Let me let me reach into my Slumber Party box of questions here. And I'm trying to figure out where I want to start. Oh, you know, and I totally torqued that whole coming back out of the song. I was so enamored with... I haven't heard that song in a hot minute. And we don't have a ticket winner yet.
What?
So phone lines are still open. 253-833-5004. If you want to be one of our big ticket winners tonight, get yourself a pair of Bad Religion tickets.
Please.
Yeah, Wednesday, October 26th, Vox Populi Tour at Showbox Soto. You also get, as fabulous prizes, everything else from the Mamad prize drawer that we'll throw into a gift basket for you, including Jet City Comic Show, Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, and Us the Duo, which will be playing on Friday, October 21st, right here at Green River College. You have until the slumber party ends, then I'm going to put Bad Religion back in the prize drawer until next week, and then we'll move on to our 11 o'clock hour band, No Effect. So if you want to go see Bad Religion, call us up before we're done with the slumber party. So let's, I'm pondering my options.
Oh, I see.
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
I have a question for you.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Do you have an odd talent? I have an entire card full of questions. What do you have an odd talent? ?
Okay.
Line. Next sentence. What is it? ?
Okay.
Parentheses. For example, wiggling your ears or touching your nose with your tongue.
Wow.
What is your crazy talent?
I can't believe I was sassed.
I was sassed.
I would say my crazy talent is having a really, really big range in voice.
Oh, okay.
Because I have a naturally deep voice. Like, this is my natural speaking voice, but, sorry.
I can go about this high.
Oh, my gosh.
Very naturally. Wow. And I can speak about this high for at least an hour.
But I'm not in practice as much as I used to be.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So that's just a natural talent that I've always had, is just making crazy voices. It's
Holy
really, really
smokes.
Fun. I know, Mike, like, looked over to the room, like, is that really coming out of your mouth?
Oh, my goodness.
I have never, ever heard you do that voice before, and I've
really?
Known you for almost a year now.
Oh, my God.
I have never heard that before. That
really?
That is
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is unreal, man.
I feel like... See, I don't know. It's just a big talent of mine that I have...
I'm, like, mind blown right now.
Oh, thank you.
A little bit.
My God, he's dead.
Maybe I'll do the rest of my ear breaks like this.
Okay, so...
No, yes. I won't.
No one will know who you are.
So for demonstration
tiny
purposes...
Tiny Mickey.
So you gave us Tiny Mickey. Now... Once upon a time, you used to have another show here on KGRG FM.
Yeah.
It was Wild Dog Super Party Hours, DJ Wild Dog.
Yeah, it was.
Now, DJ Wild Dog is yet another persona. Hang on. Let me get you a sound.
I feel like this is Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh, my gosh.
The good Mickey, and then there's Wild Dog.
Bad God! God, it looks like he's risen from the grave.
Oh, my God.
Just as long as Wild Dog doesn't murder people, then we're fine.
This is DJ Wild Dog coming at you live from KGRG 89.9 FM, baby. I used to host a show with that voice and that personality all the time. A resurrection from my my AM show on KGRG 1 1330 AM, your classic alternative, from Tuesdays 3 to 6 AM. So that, those weren't really party hours, which is why it was funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Forgo the hospital. Just send him right to the morgue because he's clearly deceased.
So I like doing silly voices. That's my special talent. Mm.
Me too. I just hit buttons to do them. All right. So that's amazing, Mickey. Thank you for sharing that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So let's move on into the newsroom and... Oh, I like picking on the new people. It's your Taylor.
Bring it on.
What do you have an odd talent? Question mark. What is it?
So,
two separate questions.
I was originally going to go with no talent, but I'm an odd person. But I guess the weird thing is, so you know how genetically you can either curl your tongue or not?
Yes.
I trained myself to do it.
Ooh. You trained yourself? Really?
I did.
Looks like we might have a ticket win.
I managed to be able to get myself to curl my tongue.
That's incredible.
It took a little bit and it hurt.
Oh,
but I can do it now.
Wow. All right.
So
here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna deactivate the newsroom for just a second. I'm not gonna cut you off. We'll come back to you in just a hot second because Intern Hunter is on the phone. I didn't plan that out very well,
That's
did
okay.
I?
That's okay.
All right. So
what is your weird talent?
Well, I can do some weird joint stuff.
Yeah.
Like none of it is really suitable for the radio because
no,
radio
it's kind of visual.
But like I have like this weird extra joint in my thumb to where I can kind of, you know, pop it in and out.
I just looked over in the room and I wish I had it.
Yeah, it's all like
he's like popping his thumb out of place by like holding it and then adjusting his hand up and down and his. It's like when you hold a chicken and then you move its body around, but the head stays in place. The thumb is the head in this analogy.
So I have that, and actually, I can pop my I could pop an uncomfortable amount of joints in my body. Like one of my weird nervous tics. I'll give you a hint. Like if. You know, like how certain people have like tells and whatnot.
Yeah.
So like one of mine is like when I'm especially like not nervous, but like
on edge.
I pop my neck a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like, arr, arr.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
But what you might not have known is that I can pop my jaw.
What?
Without.
Ew.
Yeah. So I could just be like, I don't know if that's coming over the mic.
I can do it too.
No, my...
Yeah, so, and I do that, like, all the time, and it's totally unconscious, like, not with, like, the thumb thing, but, like,
I've heard you do that before in class, like, we've been sitting next to each other, and I hear that, and I think that you're just clicking your tongue or something.
No, that's
my
jaw.
But now I know the
truth.
Oh.
That's my jaw, man, and, like, I, and it drives Mrs. Mad nuts, because,
I'm sure.
Like, I, again, I pop all these weird joints, like, my, my elbow gets a little stiff.
Yeah.
So I'll just, like, I'll kind of, kind of wind up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then just, hi-ya, karate chop. And then just do like this sharp elbow pop.
Oh my God.
And she always tells me, she's like, one of these days you are going to do that and your elbow's just going to flip the other direction and you'll have your arm on backwards. Yeah, I, you know, pop my knees, pop my ankles.
I feel like we need to have a KGRG talent show, but then Mike would just go up and be like, behold. And then, you know those toys where you would press the bottom of the little stand and the toy would just fall apart?
Yep.
And then you would release the button and then it would come back as like a fully formed figure? That's you.
Totally. But one thing though, so I was mentioning my lovely wife Mrs. Matt earlier. She has a similar affliction. She can't do like all the knuckle stuff and I pop like all my knuckles.
Yes.
like all of them multiple times. It's terrible. But anyway, she has this thing like where she can roll her shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And you can hear it, and it sounds like she has like a sack full of ball bearings in there, because she'll just be like, do 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 do. Freaked me the heck out. And then I've realized over time I kind of have the same thing. I think I have like some. I think she has given me loose shoulder syndrome.
Oh no,
it's bonkers. So anyway, that's kind of, yeah, weird, stupid human tricks. I can pop dumb joints. So let's check back in the newsroom and enter Taylor. I think I kind of trampled all over your story there, but did you have more on your topic there about your talent is being odd and curling tongues and whatnot?
No, not really. Okay. I trained myself to do it.
That's okay. Intense.
I believed and I could and I did.
I do that too, to do the the Star Trek little hand symbol.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it at first, so I put yo-yos between my fingers and I kept it like that all night, and then I woke up and I was like, I can do it. And now I can do it. So train yourself, kids.
Exactly.
Interesting fun fact about, you know, doing the Vulcan salute for Star Trek is Zachary Quinto, the actor who currently plays, as Intern Hunter, is just swooning his face off. He's a handsome fella, don't get me wrong, but he's a fantastic actor. But anyway, so he can't do the salute.
Yeah.
So basically, like, they glue his fingers together. So, like, there's, like, glue there so he can do it. And they do something to where, movie magic, but yeah, he cannot do it on its own. It's so weird. Okay, so
Hunter.
Intern Hunter.
So
here's the deal. Since I talked all about my body horror like I'm in a Cronenberg movie, let's take a break really quick.
Okay, there's just one thing I have to say on
there. Of course, of course.
So right then we got a phone call from a listener named Dirty Dean.
Yes!
And it's a request out to Mickey.
Oh!
He says to never do that voice again because you sound like you're about ready to murder children. And he's seriously worried about you.
Oh. He's seriously worried about you. That
no,
like,
problem.
Like, I can hear the sense of like fear in his voice. Oh. Just fear for all of us.
Yeah, that voice makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yeah, at least
you're like, I'm sweating over here.
Actually, to be honest, I am sweating.
that is
right after these messages. We'll get back with Sweaty Hunter for
all right,
for his cool human trick.
Absolutely. So this is Mike and Mickey After Dark. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Well, we have a brand new app now available on iTunes and Google Play Store. Just search KGRG.
There's only a little time left until the big Halloween party.
I have my frog's breath soup ready.
And I have all the decorations and games set up.
Well, what about the music?
How about this?
Try this. It's newer.
Get with this century. We should play Uncommon Chords.
What is Uncommon Chords?
It's the indie rock show on KGRG.
Will it be on during our party?
Of course. It's on every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m.
I'm getting so tired of coughing out my lungs.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you have any requests, shout them out.
Play that same song.
All right, same song. Here we go.
Hey, are you tired of those corporate radio stations telling you what songs you want to hear? Then you're in the right place, because at KGRG, we listen to our fans and play what you tell us to.
Our request line is 253-833-5004. This is Today's Rock
on 89.9 KGRG FM.
For information on music, ticket giveaways, and more, visit KGRG.com.
This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG.
Oh, so that just kind of ends there.
Sure does.
That was 6 years on Dope, brand new from NOFX. And as we are knee deep in the 11 o'clock hour, that is our featured band. And if you want to go see NOFX, you and a friend, get a pair of tickets from us, call us up at 253-833-5004. And I don't seem to have the information for NOFX in front of me. I know it's November 3rd at the Showbox. So maybe I could get one of my plucky interns to look into that while all that is happening. But speaking of plucky interns...
Hunter!
So, Hunter, we took a break after the slumber party and didn't get to your odd talent.
That's okay.
Your human trick. What is it?
So this one's really hard for me because, like, I can talk in British accents and and I can make sounds that kind of sound like Donald Duck. But I can't actually make any noises, so I don't really.
Like, that was so cool, though.
But I kind of talk about my sister.
Okay.
She's my stepsister, but she's been in my life long enough. She is basically a sister to me. But she has this really weird thing where she doesn't have bones in the end of her fingers.
What?
So, like, she can sit here and, like, flick her finger, and it just moves back and forth. It looks like rubber. And it's like the tip of her finger just kind of moves back and forth. She doesn't feel anything. It doesn't affect anything. It's just, it's really creepy. And I remember back when we were younger, I used to tease her because we hated each other when my stepmom and my dad first met. We hated each other, my stepsister and I. And I would always tease her by the fact that she doesn't have bones at the end of her fingers. Looking back on it, it's so pathetic.
That's really funny.
But I just think that's super weird.
You know, my sister also has a weird hand thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Mitch, back when we were living in Minnesota, so that was over 10 years ago, my mom worked at a church as a secretary, and the janitor of that church taught my sister how to move the muscle on the outer edge of your hand where your pinky is.
Uh-huh.
There's a muscle there that you can flex, and she can flex it, and I always ask Mitch, how can you do this? She says, I don't know, man. And then continues to flex right in front of me. I don't know. I feel like you could impress all the ladies with your strong muscles. Your hand muscles.
Hmm.
Yeah. So Mitch is cool.
Shout out to Mitch. Mitch is cool. I've met Mitch.
I love her.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's awesome. Well, cool. So that was the conclusion of the slumber party ?
It sure was.
At 11:30. Okay, so switching gears a little bit, I got something I want to talk to you guys about.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, because it's something that kind of came across my desk. I figured it out. By the way, Hunter, if you're looking for the NOFX stuff, I found it.
Okay, I was sitting here looking at this, and I'm like, it literally nothing's coming up.
I know, I've had the same problem.
It's kind of funny how, you know, radio is kind of theater of the mind, you know, mm-hmm. where we have to kind of paint these mind pictures and stuff. So this mind picture I'm going to paint for you now is a couple minutes ago, I asked Hunter to get information about the NOFX show because I didn't have it in front of me. I let my computer time out, and he's been diligently trying and finally got to a point where that panic desperation, he's just thrashing around, just shifting his head back and forth looking for somebody to help save him.
I was sitting there thinking, is that the name of the band? Like, am I looking for the right thing? Like, I typed in NOFX band Seattle, Washington, and nothing came up.
So to wrap that up, NOFX will be playing on Thursday, November 3rd at the Showbox. No, I'm sorry. See, I even have it in front of me and I got it wrong. Showbox Soto.
Okay.
Okay. Let me start over. NOFX will be playing at Showbox Soto Thursday, November 3rd, along with Pairs and Useless ID. KGRG and Showbox presents that show. That's yet another KGRG Presents show along with Yellow Card later this month.
Awesome.
A whole lot going on. So later on, we are going to open the ticket lines back up at 253-833-5004. Punch that number into your phone, save it, and when we give the word. Go ahead and give us a call, and we will give you tickets to NoFX, as well as Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, as well as Jet City Comic Show, as well as Us the Duo.
So many tickets. There's no reason for you not to call.
Exactly. So, but something else I wanted to mention. So as we all know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's October.
Yeah.
And my local comic shop is doing something really cool that just recently came across my radar because I decided to go buy my comic books after about like 5 weeks or something like that. So Mickey and for everybody listening at home, comic books come out every week on Wednesday.
Yep.
Oh.
So and
I was there this week.
Yeah. So Hunter, you get comics every week, right?
Yep.
Okay, so sometime other than this one, we'll talk about like what titles we get and all this other stuff, because I think there's a deep conversation in there for us, but don't have time for that today.
That's why I can't wait for Jet City. We're going to be around every one of them.
Oh, it's...
I at least know my store is going to be there.
Yeah, mine is not, but they have... in years past, they're just sitting it out, kind of getting a little con burned a little bit. It's because I mean it's a lot. I mean for an exhibitor to, you know, set up and take down and all that stuff, it's a lot. But I want to let you know this coming up this Saturday, October 15th, at my local comic shop, Fantasium Comics and Games in Federal Way, they are having an event called Treasure Your Chest.
Oh.
A breast cancer awareness event, again, ooh, held at Fantasium Comics and Games in Federal Way. They are going to be transforming part of the store into a fantasy marketplace with vendors, delicious food, cold beers for the 21-plus crowd, and carnival games, like mini games IRL.
Yeah.
Earn gold and prizes by completing quests and playing mini games and making sure to attend the silent auction, where all the proceeds go to the Pink Ink Fund and the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
Could you tell me a little bit more about those?
Sure. Here's a little more info on the associations I mentioned.
Fantastic.
The Pink Ink Fund provides financial assistance, education, and outreach to those who have gone through mastectomy surgery to give them reconstructive, restorative, and recovery tattooing to help those survivors heal emotionally and physically. The Breast Cancer Research Foundation is revolutionizing our understanding of cancer and is leading us to the core of this disease and how to go about curing it. Join other comic book nerds in fighting the good fight. Treasure Your Chest starts at 7 p.m. and ends at 10 p.m. So make sure to head on out to Fantasium Comics and Games in Federal Way. I will shoot that out on my Twitter in a little bit. I did earlier today, but I will do so again later just so that you have that information. I'll also include a link to the Facebook events page in the write-up for our podcast when we get that loaded up.
Yes.
I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
It's a cause I care about. I lost my grandmother to breast cancer. So every October I kind of try to at least, you know, do something to raise awareness, contribute, you know, do whatever. So this is kind of one of the things I'm doing. I'm just, you know, using a little bit of our precious airtime to do something that I think is really cool, I would encourage folks to participate in. So again, that is the Treasure Your Chest event at Fantasium Comics and Game in Federal Way.
You know, I can really relate to you because I lost my mom, like 6 years ago to breast cancer.
Wow. Aww.
And it was really, really, really rough, very sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And so Breast Cancer Awareness Month is huge, and I would love it if people don't have to lose their moms anymore, because it really screws you up.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Definitely not. And kids developmentally just don't do well after so much trauma in their childhood.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we could find a cure That would be really awesome. And you get to hang out with nerds.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And do cool stuff. And then go
Mike,
home.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to try to be there. I've talked about this before on the air, but I work Saturday morning as well as Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
right.
this is kind of an evening type thing. So what I told them, at the very least, I was going to talk about it on the show, but then I will try to pop in at least for an appearance, just to pop in and say, oh, hey, you know, see the thing. And that'll give me an opportunity to perhaps talk about it next week as well. So, and I think I just need to go to break. Otherwise, I'm just going to start getting all emotional and stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, it's
time for the MMAD hug fest.
Exactly. So we're going to step aside and take a quick break, get our hugs and feels out. But in the meantime, actually, you know what we're going to do?
What?
Well, because the Twitter has come alive and Cool Guy Luke has songs he wants to hear. So, coming up, I'm going to play Polaris by Jimmy Eat World, followed by, just because we're a giver here, Only One by Yellow Card.
Nice.
Yeah, so Yellow Card, one of our featured artists earlier in the night. And yeah, so coming back to that by request. And if there's something you want to hear, you know what you got to do. You got to call us up at 253-833-5004. So we will play those couple songs and then we will be right back. You're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. Dude.
Man.
Bruh.
Yeah.
89.9 KGRG FM. That was Only One by Yellow Card, preceded by Polaris by Jimmy Eat World. Both of those by request from Cool Guy Luke out there on Twitter. And if there's a song you want to hear, call us up at 253-833-5004. And while you're calling us up at 253-833-5004, it is also ticket time. Call us up right now to win tickets to No Effects. No Effects is going to be playing on Tuesday, November 3rd at Showbox Soto. If you and a friend want to go see that sick show, KGRG FM and the Showbox presents No Effects on November 3rd. Call us 253-833-5004. And as a bonus, you get the MMAD gift basket. You get the entire thing. So in addition to No Effects, you and a friend, you also get tickets to Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, which will be every Friday and Saturday, every weekend until Halloween. You also get 2-day passes to the Jet City Comic Show, which the entire MMAD crew will be at in full force and full effect, along with a lot of our friends from The Buzz. Comic book convention November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention Center. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, YouTube sensations, Us the Duo, will be playing a show right here at Green River College. That is going to be on October 21st. All of those can be yours if you call us up at 253-833-5004 to win No Effects and the rest of the MMAD gift basket. Here is Sellout by No Effects off of their latest record. And stick around, because right after the break, we're going to close out the show with shoutouts. But those ticket lines are open, 253-833-5004. This is Today's Rock on 89.9. KGRG FM.
Hey, this is Nick from Knuckle Puck, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Friday mornings on The Buzz have gotten pretty exciting. Wednesday and Thursday mornings at 6:20, we discuss the latest in geeky news, talking about everything from movie rumors to the latest in science and technology. But on Friday mornings, we're joined by our friends Matt and Tim from the Not So Much But Us YouTube channel. Go subscribe to the Not So Much But Us show and check out their interviews with Power Ranger Jason David Frank or Guardians of the Galaxy star Michael Rooker. And don't forget to catch Matt and Tim on The Buzz Morning Show, 6 to 9 a.m. on 89.9 KGRG.
On Saturday, October 22nd, KGRG FM and KGRG 1 present the 2016 Fall Pledge Drive Show, featuring Blue Helix.
Words don't matter much, it's all in what you pay. We are fallen stars and fallen.
Marsalas. Stolen Society. Acid Teeth. And Southworth. The show is located in the Student Union Center on Green River Campus. Tickets are $10 at the door. Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 6. To find out more, visit KGRG.com.
Hey, this is Killing Spree from KGRG's home of heavy metal, Late Night Death. You got a request, call 253-833-5004. If we have the song, we'll play it.
Bullets! That was from Blue Helix.
Damn, that was awesome.
That is your headliner for the KGRG FM 2016 Fall Pledge Drive Show. As we present Blue Helix along with Marsalas, Acid Teeth, Stolen Society, and Southworth. That show is going to be Saturday, October 22nd. I forgot what month
that's
I was
okay.
going to say. Saturday, October 22nd in the Mel Lindblom Student Union Building right here on the Green River College campus. And you've been listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. And, oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, you guys.
It was a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was.
So, Mickey.
Yes.
Actually, you know what? We're going to give me like 4 seconds here. So, I'm gonna do some radio. Because remember, I was going to do something.
Yeah.
And then I forgot to do it.
Yeah.
So, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Stand by.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, there
hey,
we go.
It's going.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So, it's been a really fun night, but it is getting closer to the witching hour, and that means it is time for us to do what we do at this time every week.
Shout it, shout it, shout it out loud.
Yeah.
And before we go around the room to close out the night with closing thoughts, shout out to you listening to us, because without our listeners, quite frankly, we'd just be talking to ourselves. And man, is that awkward.
So weird.
Very.
So something we're going to do, I want to say starting next week, because we just recently got a email address.
Oh, you know, yeah, we did.
MMAD@KGRG.com.
How catchy is that?
Fantastic. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to kick off the shout outs with taking a look into the mailbag to see who's been corresponding with this. So
yeah.
that'll give us an opportunity
fan mail.
Yeah, so we'll read emails and tweets and things like that. So we'll add kind of a new spoke to the shout out wheel. So like for example, now would be the time of the night that I would say, cool guy Luke, aka Attila the Fun, just realized that we played the songs he asked for. And asked for another one. He says, like, thanks, exclamation point. If I may, could I hear Burning Gold by the home team? Well, I suppose we could do that as we close out the show. That is just fine. also, starting next week, let's take a look at like our Twitter pages and yeah. just see if there's like correspondence with listeners and or other stuff. Not necessarily...
Reach out to the folks.
Yeah, reach out to the folks, but then also just kind of, you know, because like what I've done in the past is like I'll get distracted by random tweets. I'll have my notifications on and be like, oh, I don't understand what Cork is trying to tell me as he's making his 17 requests. I don't understand what any of this means. But anyway, so that's something we're gonna start doing next week. You know, kind of again, just kind of peering into the mailbag and see what's up.
Awesome.
Let's see. And if you want to hear your name at the end of the night during our shout out segments, because really, who doesn't love hearing their name on the radio? reach out to us either on social media or email us at mmad@kgrg.com. So, I think it's time to get on with some shout outs and some closing thoughts. What do you think, Mickey?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, just like we've been doing pretty much the entire night, let's start in the newsroom. And rather than bombarding new intern Taylor with new stuff, let's go to intern Hunter instead, the seasoned vet of the... What? So, intern Taylor, do you want to grab that phone call
while
intern Hunter is... actually, you know what? I'm going to shut off the newsroom. Mickey, closing thoughts for the night.
So,
go ahead and answer the phone.
Closing thoughts. Tonight has been super fun. I love our new intern. She's
I do too.
Fantastic. And I love like the new atmosphere that she brings to Mike Mickey After Dark. And I'm looking forward to next week. And I'm really glad that I'm here. Thumbs up.
A plus.
That's a 10.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So tonight was great. And I'm looking forward to next week.
So any of your usual shout outs? Like to the Clams.
Yes.
And the J.
Yes. J up in Canada. You just had Thanksgiving because it's Canada.
What?
Right?
What? I don't.
Thanksgiving is this weekend.
I don't know what that means. Really?
It was over the weekend. And I had like a small panic attack today because I'm like, J hasn't read any of my text messages and I haven't seen anything from them for days. But they're just eating really good food.
I guess,
I'm
man.
I'm jealous.
That's...
like, bring me the food. shout out to Clams. I love you, dude. Shout out to Mitch. You're awesome. I've never given you a shout out before, but hey, sister, right? And also, shout out to Left Shark.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You mean Love Struck?
Yes.
Love Struck.
That's exactly
so
right.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah. You, my friend, are never going to live that down ever again. But yeah, so I got something special for my old friend Left Shark, a.k.a. Jesse.
By God, it looks like he's risen from the grave.
She's so great.
I don't know. So, closing thoughts, Mickey? You're good to go?
Oh, wait, we got one more shout out.
Oh, who is it?
Dirty Dean.
Oh, yeah. Dirty Dean.
He said he wanted a shout out because he loves you guys so much.
See? And that's how you do it. You call us up at 253-833-5004. Now, let me give you a little hint. We're going to be here a few minutes after we sign off for the night. So I've still got stuff jangling in the... That's not very good jangling. But
it
that's,
is not.
That's a... I'll find
it's okay.
More stuff
I saw you jangle.
There we go.
So you're saying that the ticket box, the ticket drawer is still full.
Yeah, the MMAD ticket drawer is still full, and you get the opportunity to win the MMAD ticket, what do we call it, ticket gift basket?
Yeah.
Which includes...
So many.
Jet City Comic Show.
Yes.
November 5th and 6th. Us the Duo on October 21st right here at Green River College and Haunted Forest of Maple Valley. And at this point, since we've reached the end of the show, I will give you the opportunity to choose. You can have either Yellow Card on Wednesday, October 26th, Bad Religion also Wednesday, October 26th at Showbox Soto, or No Effects on November 3rd at Showbox Soda.
Whoa, so, it's like all of our grand prizes, but also in the grab bag.
Exactly. Whoa. So yeah, call us up, 253-833-5004. You know, let's give you till like 12:30 or something like that. If I get no winners, I'm just going to throw them in the ticket drawer and save them for next week. And then we'll just keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So, all right. So I kind of let myself get a little distracted with the promos and stuff.
Let's move on to one of the interns.
Yep. So I think, Hunter, I was going to try to start with you until I decided to turn off your entire room.
It's okay. We forgive you.
Thanks. This is the part where you continue to speak.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So
I did not mean to do that.
That's okay. No, it's all good. Shout outs, closing thoughts for the night?
I just want to give a shout out to Barbara Streisand, Dolly Parton, hashtag Dollywood.
Dude, that's kind of gone viral a little bit. Like, Cork from the Buzz kind of got a hold of that, and he was like,
Dollywood?
Yeah, Dollywood is dope.
Yes.
Apparently, she doesn't mess around. Like,
she doesn't.
The roller coasters are huge. They shoot fire.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, when she was hard working 9 to 5, she was planning her roller coasters.
Yes.
I understood that reference.
Yes, thank you. Oh, no. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Lin-Manuel Miranda for his wonderfulness, writer of Hamilton, for people who don't know that. And yeah, just shout out to all the listeners and of course my fabulous crew. I'm so glad we added
yes.
another one to our
absolutely
spooky, kooky, Addams Family-esque family.
That's perfect.
We finally have a Wednesday Addams to our Addams family.
Yes.
Oh my god! I will take that role and just be so happy.
I like that.
I will dress up as that if I have to.
Yes.
Oh my god!
We have a Halloween show.
So yes. we're hang on just a second. Okay. So we're not going back all the way up. We just needed to stop. Okay. So Mickey.
Yes.
Okay. In the KGRG hierarchy? No, in the KGRG lore.
Okay.
We have had personalities on the station. We've had Thursday.
Yes.
Formerly of the Buzz Morning Show.
Yes.
We have had Friday.
Yes.
Shout out to former music director Abby. I think we got ourselves a Wednesday.
Do we have a Wednesday?
Wow.
I accept that role.
Oh my god. We got Wednesday and Luigi Macaroni.
Oh my
gosh. Or alias
Alias Mousetrap.
Mousetrap. Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh man.
Good.
DJ Alias Mousetrap.
Good lord.
Perfection.
And that is how you do radio every day.
You know what? I'm actually changing part of my Twitter to be an intern alias Mousetrap.
Yeah. I love it.
It's official, you guys. I think we found it.
Yeah, oh I think so. It's just funny when you hear random mispronunciations of names. And yeah, we had the opportunity earlier this evening to hear somebody pronounce Alanis Morissette as alias Mousetrap or Mouse Rat.
Alias Mouse. Is it Mouse Rat?
I think it was Mouse
every
Rat.
Every time I hear it.
Alias Mouse Rat.
Yeah, I think so. That's.
I love it.
All right. So, Intern Wednesday, do we shout outs, closing thoughts for the night?
I guess kind of shouting out to all you guys in here with me for letting me
buddy.
Be on the show with you.
Of course.
Loving it. And shout out to all the listeners. Mm-hmm. And I think right now that's about it. I'm just happy as a clam right now.
Nice.
Hanging out.
So you'll be back?
Oh yeah.
Yay. Oh, yeah. We hooked one.
We got another one.
Yay.
Another one.
Yeah.
I was about to say that.
Oh man. Okay. So let's see if I I think I was going to go last, but I think I'm good to go. Because,
really?
Yeah, shout out to Fantasium Comics and Cards. Again, if you find yourself with needing an activity and want to contribute to a good cause, head out to the Treasure Your Chests. breast cancer awareness benefit.
Plus, I mean, comic books, right?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I have received precisely no promotional consideration for this, but it's my shop. I shop there. It's clean. It's friendly. The staff is knowledgeable. I have been shopping there for over 15 years.
Wow.
It started off as a different shop. Actually, the owner Paula started off working there at the old shop then called Spy Comics. And so I've known her again for I want to say almost 15 years. If I share that with her, she will probably strike me down for making both of us feel very old. But anyway, it's very geek friendly and also geek girl friendly.
Yay!
Because I mean it's all female staff. No dudes.
That's great.
Yeah. So I mean, it's yeah. I mean, and
I mean, that's so cool.
Yeah. It's again, it's a great shop. So, but anyway, yeah, they're having this thing on Saturday. So I am using my shout out time on that.
Nice.
And I think that's about all I've got. Yay. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our past shows, check out our page in the on-demand section of KGRG.com and on the KGRG FM app. You can also catch our podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play, the Stitcher Radio app, and on iTunes. Like, share, rate, and review the show wherever you find it. We would appreciate the feedback. And actually, you know what? I'm going to pause just a quick second here for station identification.
Oh.
Hey, fam. You meme so much to us.
Oh, God, I pooped my pants.
Thanks for listening to KGRG-FM. KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps 89.3 FM. It's lit, dude.
Indeed.
Wow.
All right. So, because I realized that I had more material I wanted to go over before we closed out. So next week on the show, tease for next week.
Whoa.
So next week on the show, we celebrate a huge milestone.
That's true.
For a member of the Mamad family.
Yeah. It's me. My 1 year anniversary.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's incredibly exciting. Yeah, it's here. It's happening.
I'll bring myself a cake.
Really?
Maybe.
If you bring yourself a cake, can we help you?
I'm not just going to sit there and eat an entire cake and just stare at you guys.
We'll just sit here and watch.
It's like when...
Like the scene in Matilda?
Yes!
I can't eat chocolate cake because of that scene.
Same.
But it's like when Dave from The Buzz, which you can catch Wednesday through Friday,
yep.
6 to 9 a.m., yeah, that's the right time. I'm like, is that early?
Yeah,
like,
no, you got it right. You got
okay,
it
cool.
right.
But he was gone for a long time, and he came back, but he called the station to tell Mike to let him in, and I heard Mike say, okay, I won't tell her, no problem, blah, blah, blah. And my first impression was, oh, Mike got me a cake. Oh, my God. It was Dave. But maybe a cake will actually happen next week. And I'll bring it, so it'll be. I'll just have to forget and then remember. Yay!
Funny. So you know, Mickey, I'm occasionally slow on jokes, right?
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes. I mean, that's okay.
Well, I do like to press my buttons too. So next week on the show, we celebrate a huge milestone for a member of the Mamad family.
And his name is John C.
The champ is here.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
The champ is here.
That John Cena is actually like one of the first production pieces I made for this show over a year ago.
Wow. Yeah.
I haven't fired that off in a long time.
And he John Cena'd me on my first day as well, and I was actually offended for like a hot second.
Yes.
Oh.
So yeah, so next week's going to be fun. We're going to talk about Mickey memories.
Oh, buddy.
But we'll also have more ticket gift baskets to give away, including Haunted Forest of Maple Valley every weekend until Halloween, Jet City Comic Show, November 5th and 6th, and Us the Duo right here at Green River College on October 21st. And again, those are all combo deals. So here's the deal. If you want to go to Haunted Forest but not Us the Duo, that's okay. We'll give them to you in pieces. We just heart our listeners so much that we just thought it would be a good opportunity to shower you with additional gifts. We'll have those gift packs available all month long. In fact, I'm going to do something crazy for those of you listening to us on our podcast. I'm going to do some time traveling. So if you're listening like on Tuesday.
Let's do the time warp again.
I so agree.
Yep. Please don't sigh at me.
No, that was a good sigh because I've looked into the Mamad crystal ball.
Yeah,
and
okay.
When the new Rocky Horror Picture Show comes out on Fox.
Oh, that's right.
Like, I don't remember when it is.
It's the 20th.
The 20th. So, that's coming up soon. Mm-hmm. I know we're going to be talking about that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I already have it recorded.
Nice. From the future. Intern Hunter's a time traveler.
Oh, I see.
Awesome. So anyway, so if you're listening to us on our podcast exclusively for podcast listeners, send us an email to mmad@kgrg.com. Let us know you're listening to us on our podcast. And I suppose goes the same for you listening right now. But anyhow, send us an email to mmad@kgrg.com and you will win one of our gift baskets, including passes to Haunted Forest, Jet City Comic Show, and Us the Duo.
That's so cool.
Again, performing live here at Green River College on Friday, October 21st. We will also have more tickets to Yellow Card, Bad Religion, and No Effects that we'll be giving away live. Plus, we'll have our interview with James from the Jet City Comic Show and the thrilling return of From the Music Desk with some international music. All of that and more next week on a thrilling all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, taking your late-night requests and giving you a little something extra every Monday night from 9 to midnight. We are out, but keep it locked right here for more of Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM. So, closing out the night by request from Cool Guy Luke, here is Burning Gold from the home team. Say goodnight, guys.
Bye,
goodnight.
You guys.
Goodnight.
See you next week.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark, and until next time, make good choices.
Or don't. I mean, you really don't have to.
Good night.
Bye.